Good morning. We've been talking about making noise, possibly banging, clapping, snapping, etc. when we hear the name of Haman during the Kriyas HaMegillah and Purim. And the question that we have today specifically is, how should we be making that noise? Is all noise equal? If I want a firecracker, or if I want to shoot a cap gun or something, if I want to bang with my hand, or are there specific ways, indeed, that we should be making noise? So the Ben Ish Chai says as follows, Yish Noagim LaHakos BiAdam LaKarkar. There are some people, they're noheg, that they hit with their hand, not their foot, but their hand on the ground. This is not the proper minag. This is not what to do. However, how should it be done? Is Elaroi lahakot besandalim shebar aglayim. The proper way to make the noise when banging, when hearing Haman during Kriyas HaMegillah, is by banging with your sandals or your shoes on the ground. We should use our feet to be making the noise. We don't know why yet, but the Chacham Tzvi we saw yesterday also would bang with his legs, not his hand, but with his feet. And the Sefer Midrash Eliyahu says that that is indeed the minhag, to bang with our feet on the ground. And he says, if you look in the Arizal, there are three Golios, there are three exiles that have passed already. Number one is Galus Mitzrayim. That's the most relevant, most famous for us, because it's all in the Chumash. And number two is Galus Madai, and number three is the exile of Bavel. And the purpose of those three is that they acted as a tikkun for us, and the tikkun was the rush, the heads, our minds, our heads, our thoughts were mitukan, were fixed. Our chazeh, also the chest area of the haguf, and the body itself. Each of the three different Galios had their reasons for them, and they also acted as a tikkun for Klal Yisrael in those ways. But the Galos that we are now currently in, which is Galos Edom, there is only one thing, one perspective that has to be fixed, and it's represented by the Akev, by our heels. And what that represents and what that is a klipa. It's a form of tuma, kashev ve'aveh. It's very hard, it's very thick. That is what we have left that has to be cleansed during Galus Edom. And this is actually represented as a famous ma'amar of Chazal that says, Be'ikfas Mashiach chutz b'yakveh. And at the time of the Mashiach, or etc., it says the Akev. At the time of the Akev, at the time of the heel of the Mashiach, there will be a lot of chutzpah. So why is that Akev? Because that's represented by Galus Edom right now. So that's the ikvos of the Mashiach, the Akev of the Mashiach. There will be a lot of chutzpah. That's represented. Galus Edom is the Galus of the heel, and that's representing a hard, tough, calloused area of the body. And accordingly, when it comes to Haman, Haman was from Edom, and accordingly, he was from this klipa. He is a form of this impurity, a poor form of this tuma that comes from the heel, represented by thickness, difficulty, calluses, really tough to deal with. And accordingly, the minhag of Klal Yisrael, when we hear the name of Haman during the Kriyas HaMegillah, we hit with our foot. What is the concept here? Says the Sefer Minhag Yishal Torah, Buhu Lirma Shemake. It is a remez that we are hitting with. Umashpil Beikvosav LeHaman, that we want to subjugate. We want to push down Haman with our heel, because Shihu Mehaklipa Avav Shabikvayim, because he is from this difficult klipa, from this thick tuma that is on the heel. So we are representing that by using our foot, using our heel to hit his name, representing that we want to really destroy that klipa represented by Haman. And that's the concept indeed, banging, wiping out his name, but specifically with the regel, with the akev, with the heel, because he represents the heel, he represents that klipa, that tuma, that is hard, that is callous, that is thick, and we indeed want to subjugate and destroy it with our heel. Have a wonderful day.